Blood Oath by Phil Kelly. Chapter 1. Kuangzhou Fortress Monastery of the White Scars Chapter. Chagoris, 713-999-M41. 1,000 decapitated heads, one for every battle brother in the chapter. By the time they had left Taratian IV, the third company's kill count had been closer to 1,000,000. He had killed over 100 rebels himself. It was often the case. But like all White Scars, Corsaro knew the value of symbolism, and around 1,000 was enough to make the point. He wanted to be there to see them. An ending of a sort, a cauterizing of the wounds the chapter had sustained on Taratian IV. Corsaro Khan stared out into the heat haze of Plain Zhao. From his vantage point, within the highest eyrie in the fortress monastery, it felt like he could see to the edges of the world. His topknot of greasy black hair flew erratically in the thermals, its thick strands mimicking the victory pennants waving high above. Though the Khan's narrowed eyes flicked from scrub to bunker to a herd of stallions galloping in the distance, his hands had their attention elsewhere. Calloused fingers worked mechanically but precisely at the balcony's edge, always in motion. The tip of the Khan's curved dagger scratched like an awl, carving the Korchin word for seeking onto the side of a dormant bolt shell. 49 more of the deadly little cylinders shone in the evening sun, ranged along the balcony, neat as dominoes. Those to the Khan's left were finished, and those to his right were bare. Three full crates hid in the shadow of the buttress arch. The tiny golden curls of swarf around their base rolled back and forth by a playful wind. The thud, stride, thud of Sudaba, crossing the eerie Urat's rugs in full battle plate, made the Khan's cheek twitch. He placed the last of the shells unfinished to one side.
"Sunning yourself between hunts, my Khan," said the newcomer.
"Stormseer, your gifts."
Corsaro looked at the sky for a second.
"They are wasted here.
Anyone with half a nostril could tell that you've been standing in the sun. If you ever run out of promethium, you could scrape your skin and use the runoff to feed Moondraken's engine instead."
"Ha!"
shouted the Khan, grinning and clenching his fist in triumph, as if Sudaba had helped him solve a difficult problem. He would not take the Stormseer's bait today. He was in too good a mood for it. Like all White Scars, Corsaro loved to feel the play of the elements firsthand. For the last 3 hours, he had been meditating in the boiling heat of Kuangzhou, clad in little more than loose white fatigues. His olive leather skin practically glowed, shining with oily sweat. The Khan raised a thick bare arm, covered in zigzag scars, revealing a tuft of armpit hair that protruded from the sutured edge of his torsal glove.
"Have a proper sniff, then, Naismith."
"I respectfully decline your generous proposal," said Sudaba,
using the formal Trigorian dialect. Both men chuckled, two sets of white teeth sparkling in the sun. They had been space marines long enough to know that moments of humanity were to be treasured, no matter how simple. In fact, the simpler they came, the better. The Khan pulled a cube of meat the size of his fist from one of the ammunition crates, picking off the largest bits of swarf before taking a massive bite. He turned to face his old friend, stale blood running down his long black moustache as he chewed loudly. Eyebrows knitted in mock concern, he motioned the Stormseer forward, his frown fading to a wet, red grin. Shaking his head in resignation, Sudaba joined his captain on the balcony. He looked up at his distorted reflection in the silvered eyeless skulls that were spitted on pikes along the balcony's edge. Most of the trophies were human-sized, but the largest was the size of a landspeeder. To the south, a large gunmetal lander was lowering its bulk towards the perimeter of Third Bronze Urat. The squat ship's backblast sent waves of plains dust outward in concentric circles before its striped underskeleton finally touched down.
Cargo?
Asked Sudaba, squinting through the dust.
Trophies,
the Khan replied, around a mouthful of raw meat. The bulk lander's front jaw lowered with a distant hiss of hydraulics. One, at first, then a dozen, then hundreds upon hundreds of human heads poured down the ramp towards the Yurt wall. Though the first to emerge bounced and rolled as if freshly taken from the neck, those spilling over the rear part of the lander's jaw slopped over in a state of advanced decomposition. Their smell was unpleasant on the wind, but the Khan's stomach growled in appreciation nonetheless.
Heretics, said the Khan, savouring the word. Taratian IV.
Sudaba nodded thoughtfully. He watched the servitor work teams retrieve the disembodied heads by the armful and dump them onto the vector carriages parked along the bronze Yurt's walls. Inside each carriage, wizened eye thieves rode the cupolas upwards towards the lances that jutted up from the wall's crest. As they went, they took it in turns to stoke the carriage's braziers and burn each trophy's sockets clean with a length of red-hot iron. Out past the drop site, steed beasts broke from distant herds. They galloped in to fall upon those heads left unattended, gnawing strips of meat from faces and scalps before the low blast of the lander's horns drove them away. Part of Corsaro longed to be back in the saddle at the head of his tribe, hurling his spear into the flank of some doe-eyed Zellian or marauding felid with a taste for human flesh.
Spit it out, then, said Corsaro.
Makan?
You didn't hide your scars under battle plate just to come out here and bait me, Stormseer. My temper's not that tight.
Of course,
said Sudaba, his tone suddenly formal.
The astropathic choir has a message for you, my Khan. The third company is needed on Agrelin immediately. We are to eradicate a Tau infestation as loudly and as memorably as possible.
Out of the question, replied Corsaro,
but there was doubt under his tone.
You told me yourself. The tarot indicates that Blackheart's renegades draw closer with every passing hour. We are needed here to defend our homeworld.
Our elders have decided that our duty lies elsewhere, my Khan, said Sudaba. Many other companies are ready to repel the Red Corsairs. Chokoris will endure without us. I can feel it. Quang Zhao will stand.
A wordless pause stretched out, both men staring upward as if Huron Blackheart's fleet would glimmer into being at any moment.
Tau, sighed the Khan. So, we face their cursed weapon magics again.
Indeed, said Sudaba. I believe they seek to use the planet Agrelin as a staging post in order to seize the mineral-rich tithe worlds on the cusp of the Damocles Gulf.
Agrelin,
the Khan continued, fingering his long moustache.
A Dover system, yes?
Correct again.
Terrain?
Unremarkable, for the most part. Technically a hive world, but mostly scorched deserts and open plains.
The Khan's grisly smile reappeared, bits of meat bleeding between his teeth.
Anything else?
It's haunted, said Sudaba, matter-of-factly. The place was subject to exterminatus centuries ago. The Malleus alone know why.
No doubt they do. The stain of chaos is not easily erased.
As you say. A reading between the lines of the data slate, it seems the virus bombs left a highly toxic legacy. The planet still bears the marks of its former death, both physically and spiritually.
Ghosts, then, said the Khan, shrugging. Common enough.
Not these ones,
the Stormseer replied.